can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Roberta from Hudson.
Hi, good morning, Roberta.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
So you understand how this works? Five trivia questions are all about pop culture stuff. You answer more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. But if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Kanye West and Bianca Censori are reportedly divorcing after less than 2 years of marriage. Who is Kanye's first ex-wife he has his four kids with?
Kim Kardashian.
Matt Damon, 54 today. In one of his best-known roles, Damon played a CIA assassin suffering from amnesia. What was his name?
Oh.
Will Hunting.
Don't listen to Dan. He's trying to throw you off. Question number three.
Wrong.
Paris Hilton says that ADHD is her superpower. She said ADHD gives me creativity, resilience, and the ability to think outside the box, qualities I consider my greatest strengths. Who starred on the reality show The Simple Life with Paris Hilton?
Oh, my gosh. Nicole Richie. I don't know.
That's a great guess.
Yeah, you might know.
A recent survey found that 65% of Americans saw their first scary movie before the age of 11. It also found that we watch an average of 5 scary movies during the Halloween season. Name the horror movie about a cursed videotape that causes its viewers to die 7 days later.
It's not Scream, but I'm say that I have no idea.
Question number five. Today is National Fluffernutter Day. In which Massachusetts city was fluff invented back in 1917? They even hold a fluff festival every year.
Oh, God. Medford?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Can we take a moment, just a pause, to thank Roberta for good phone?
Mm-hmm.
I just love good phone. It sounds like you're on a landline, and I thank you for that.
Our kingdom for a landline on this show most days.
I actually just took myself off Bluetooth.
Well, you sound amazing, and we appreciate that. Kennedy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Roberta from Hudson got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, Mike.
And she gave us good phone. Kanye West. These are tough, by the way. But Kanye West and Bianca Censori are reportedly divorcing after less than 2 years of marriage. Who's Kanye's first ex-wife? They have 4 kids together.
Kim Kardashian.
Tied at 1. Matt Damon, 54 today, in one of his best-known roles. He plays a CIA assassin suffering from amnesia. What was his name?
Jason Bourne.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, it's not Will Hunting.
No,
Dan,
it's not.
Trying to throw her off.
I'm just here for the jokes.
2-1, question number 3. Paris Hilton says ADHD is her superpower. Who starred on the reality show The Simple Life with Paris Hilton?
Nicole Richie.
3-2. Question number 4. A recent survey found that 65% of Americans saw their first scary movie before the age of 11. It also found that we watch an average of 5 scary movies during the Halloween season. Name the horror movie about a cursed videotape that causes its viewers to die 7 days later.
The Ring?
Never that creepy little girl crawling through the TV?
Never saw
nope,
that
thank
movie.
You.
Never saw that
no,
movie.
No, never saw it.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I think Poltergeist was the first scary movie that I remember.
I love Poltergeist.
My brother showed me The Nightmare on Elm Street when I was 6, and I didn't sleep for 2 weeks because he gets you in your dreams.
I understand.
One, two, Freddy's coming for
nightmare
you.
Nightmare for a 6-year-old.
Dan, would you like to lie on the couch and tell us about it?
We don't have enough time, bud.
4-2
with that.
Question. Oh, that's right. Roberta's a social worker, Dan.
I would have a lot to unpack.
Today's National Fluffernutter Day, Kennedy. In which Massachusetts city was fluff invented back in 1917? They even hold the fluff festival every year. It is Somerville. That is cool.
And the world is welcome for that delicious snack. Mm. What haven't we done for them?
surgery on Friday and gets all five right on Tuesday. There's no stopping Kennedy for sure.
You're a machine.
Roberta, unfortunately, you don't get the cash or the win, but thank you, thank you, thank you for listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Roberta from Hudson, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Julie from Bridgewater.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, girl. How are ya?
Good, good.
Good. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
You understand how this works, Julie? Five trivia questions all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. So she can't hear anything that you're saying. And I understand you have your son, Gray, with you.
Yes, I do. For another wonderful day of school.
How old is Gray?
Gray is 9.
Good morning, Gray.
Good morning.
Here we go. Question number one. NBC got players from the Cowboys and Steelers to sing the Sunday Night Football theme, and wow, they shouldn't quit their day job. Name the Before He Cheats singer who sings the Sunday Night Football theme.
Carrie Underwood.
Bruno Mars turns 39 today. Name the musical super duo that Bruno formed with Anderson .Paak. They released an album with the song Leave the Door Open.
Oh, Lord.
Good Lord.
I don't know. Mark Ronson? I don't know.
Question number three. Sissy Houston, gospel icon and mother of Whitney, passed away at 91 years old yesterday. Can you finish the lyric from her daughter's iconic song, I Want to Dance with Somebody? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
My lovely heart comes. Woo!
What do you know about that, Gray?
Question number four. The earliest known reference to the Mile High Club is from a betting book in 1785, just 2 years after the first successful balloon ascent. Which city is known as the Mile High City?
Denver.
And question number five, it was 3 years ago today in 2021, the 25th James Bond movie, No Time to Die, was released. Which pop star did the theme song of the same name?
Billie Eilish.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy! That was pretty good.
That was very, very good. Just trying to get that song ready. I think I'm going to play that one, Dan.
I think that people need that song.
Yeah.
One of the best of all time.
Yeah, I agree. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Julie and her 9-year-old son, Gray, got 4 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are difficult. You ready?
Yeah.
NBC got players from the Cowboys and Steelers to sing the Sunday Night Football theme, and wow, not great. Name the Before He Cheats singer who sings the Sunday Night Football theme.
Carrie Underwood.
What was the dirty number on that, Kennedy? Do you remember?
3.
Or wait, index. Hold on, let me find this real quick, because this is good.
The stadium is rocking. Time to crank up the sign.
The NFL's best have come to play. Coast to coast, there's just one thing left to say.
I've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
The tough get rough in a primetime fight.
More than a game, it's every fan's right.
Waiting all day for Sunday night.
I'm embarrassed for them.
Good times.
Carrie Underwood, whom?
1-1, question number two. Bruno Mars turns 39 today. Name the musical super duo that he formed with Anderson .Paak, releasing an album with the song Leave the Door Open.
Silk Sonic.
2-1. Sissy Houston, gospel icon and mother of Whitney, passed away at 91 years old yesterday. Finished the lyric from her daughter's iconic song, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
My loneliness calls. It's the loneliness calls, isn't it?
My lonely heart calls. Two to two. Question number four. The earliest known reference to the Mile High Club is from a betting book in 1785, just 2 years after the first successful balloon ascent, Kennedy.
That did not take long.
Which city is known as the Mile High City?
Denver.
Tied at three. Question number five. 3 years ago today in 2021, the 25th James Bond movie, No Time to Die, was released. Which pop star did the theme song of the same name?
That is Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish. Billie Eilish. It's Billie Eilish.
Are you sure it's Billie Eilish?
Pretty sure.
Four to four is the final score.
Ooh, well done, Julie.
With the tie, Kennedy gets the win. Sorry, Julie, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and Gray listening this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Julie and Gray from Bridgewater.
Bye, Gray.
Bye-bye.
I'm sorry about the scream singing that your mom's about to do in the drop-off line of this next song.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Stacy from Revere.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
North Shore is the best shore.
Mm-hmm. I used to go to your flea market often. I don't think it's there anymore.
It is not.
Oh, it is not, but it was fun for people watching.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win yourself the money. It's $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's now in that soundproof studio. Stacy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Chevy Chase turns 81 years old today. He played the character Clark Griswold in which iconic film series?
National Lampoon.
Which one?
All of them, Vacation, Christmas Vacation, all the vacations.
There you go.
You said the word vacation. That's what we're
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, because National Lampoon has done some other series as well.
Yep.
New England Patriots team captain Jabril Peppers was arrested for assault, strangulation, and drug possession charges. The Patriots head coach said he is still welcome in the building. Who is the Patriots head coach?
Oh, boy. Oh, my God, I forget his name.
I would accept not Bill Belichick.
It is not Bill Belichick.
Question number three. T-Pain teamed up with Zillow to perform at a house party for some new home buyers. T-Pain sings the hook on this song for which rapper? Take a listen and then name the rapper.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the rapper.
Lo Rida.
Offset accused Cardi B of cheating while she was pregnant with their third child. Rumor has it the other man was an NFL wide receiver. How did Cardi B get her stage name?
She was a dancer, I believe. I don't know.
And question number five. Dua Lipa posted a TikTok showing how she likes her Diet Coke on ice with jalapenos and pickle juice mixed in.
Straight to jail.
That's disgusting.
That is wild. Coca-Cola is the highest-selling soda in America by far, but this soda is now in second place, overtaking Pepsi, which had been in the number two spot since 1985. Name the soda that is now in second spot.
Dr. Pepper?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was a solid guess.
It was a very, very good guess. I met a woman the other day. She walked up to me in the Dunks in Charlestown. Dew, I think, was her name. She said to say hello to everybody. She recognized Barrett from a social media. Also from Revere, and she works at the movie theater there.
There's not a... It's now an Amazon warehouse.
Yeah.
But isn't there... Isn't there a movie theater that's still right in that area?
No.
Not in Revere.
Nope.
No, it's gone?
No. Yeah.
I thought she said...
That's where the flea market used to be.
Yeah. That's where all the fun stuff used to be.
Gosh, where did she say she worked then? I'm having a brain fart. It was so funny, though, when she walked over and said hello. I was like, how did you... You know, how did you know it was me? She's like, oh, I didn't know it was you. I recognize your son on social media. Kennedy, Stacy got 3 out of 5.
Well done, Stacy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Chevy Chase turns 81 years old today. He played the character Clark Griswold in which iconic film series?
Vacation. National Lampoon's Vacation.
There you go. Tie to one. New England Patriots team captain Jabril Peppers was arrested for assault, strangulation, and drug possession charges. The Patriots head coach said he is still welcome in the building. Who is the Patriots head coach?
Gerard Mayo.
2-1. T-Pain teamed up with Zillow to perform at a house party for some new home buyers. T-Pain sings the hook on this song. Take a listen and then name the rapper.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Flo Rida?
Out here on these streets, Kennedy.
Really?
3-2. Question number 4. Offset accused Cardi B of cheating while she was pregnant with their third child.
That's rich.
Rumor has it the other man was an NFL wide receiver. Was it Tay Diggs? Is that who it was?
Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
Tay Diggs is a very handsome actor.
Sorry. Thank you. And I also heard she was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And that apparently Stephon Diggs is quite prolific in sleeping with other rappers' girlfriends right now.
Well, Offset cheated on her almost the entire marriage, so...
Glass houses for sure.
Are you saying what's good for the goose is good for the gander, Kennedy?
No, I'm saying that they were split up.
How did Cardi B get her stage name?
But from when she was a dancer?
Close. You had... It's from Bacardi.
Well, I know that, but that was her dancer name.
No, her sister's name is literally Hennessy, so everyone called her Bacardi.
Uh-huh. Right.
And she couldn't use that because Bacardi kept taking her off Instagram, so she switched it to Cardi B.
Gotcha. Thank you, Dan.
3-2. Question number 5. Like I said, we are out here in these streets.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dua Lipa posted a TikTok showing how she likes her Diet Coke on ice with jalapenos and pickle juice mixed in.
Why not?
Why not? Because it sounds like it tastes awful. That's why not.
Well, you can't say that until you've tried it. I'm here. I'll try it. I'll put pickle juice on it. Sure, I will.
I'll bring in pickle juice and jalapenos tomorrow. We can make this happen.
100%.
Will you save that clip where she says, I'll put pickle juice on it for awkward, out-of-context moments at the end of the year?
Sure, I'll do that for you.
Didn't sound awkward until you made it sound awkward.
Coca-Cola is the highest-selling soda in America by far, but this soda is now in second place, overtaking Pepsi. What is it?
Sprite?
Dr. Pepper is now the second best.
Because everybody likes to put weird stuff in their Dr. Pepper, too.
3-3 is the final score. Woo. We end up in a tie. With the tie, Kennedy gets the win.
Well done, Stacey.
Stacey, you were delightful. Yes, nice job. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Stacey from Revere, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.